Over 35 cases of measles have been confirmed in Washington, and cases are appearing in Oregon, too. With the highly contagious virus on the state's doorstep, Idaho authorities are bracing for it to appear here. Matt Gillum has details on efforts the state is making to prepare.
It's one of the most contagious diseases known to medicine. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, measles can linger in the air where someone with the virus coughed or sneezed for up to 2 hours. 90% of those who aren't immune to the virus will contract it if they come in contact with an infected person. With immunization rates in places like Payette County and Washington County at 13 and 35% respectively, the outbreak's impact on Idaho could be big. Idaho Health and Welfare spokeswoman Nikki Forbing-Orr says her department is on alert.
We're keeping our eyes and ears open to what's happening in other states. And then we're also communicating very closely with the public health districts to make sure we're all on board and keeping an eye out for any potential cases.
Forbing-Orr says as cases of measles become increasingly rare with vaccination, many doctors have never seen a case in person. The department is making sure physicians are aware of signs of the disease. Health and Welfare is also encouraging people to make sure their vaccinations are up to date. Immunization rates have gone down in recent years for fear of complications like autism being linked to vaccines. Forbing-Orr shuts that down unequivocally.
Vaccines have been considered safe and they don't cause autism. Period. Full stop.
Last year, there were 349 cases of measles in the U.S., the second most since the disease was declared eradicated in 2000. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.